When you finish listening to this audio version, you should be able to answer the questions that appear on the written version of this class.
Economics 101, Black Power Economics, the Building Blocks. Economics and Black Power Economics. Economics is a science. By that, I mean it is an organized system of activities as opposed to a random series of activities. We must remember that, as important as it is, money is only an economic tool. There are other tools that are much more important than money. We must be astute enough to refocus, to look at the picture from a different angle, and put ourselves in a better position to determine what is best for us. What we will discover is this: one of the keys to an independent Black Power economic system is actualizing economic principles that might not have been actualized before. This will be one of several classes that ask fundamental economics questions and answers those questions as simply as possible. The question for this class is, what has to be managed? Wealth. We have to manage our wealth. Black people in the United States could be very, very wealthy and not have a penny in their pockets. That is because material wealth revolves around raw ingredients and the ability to transform those ingredients into finished, useful products. Material wealth, at its core, has very little to do with money or profits. Material wealth is much more fundamental than that. When we think of material wealth, we must first think in terms of raw goods, raw services, and raw space. The possession of raw or basic ingredients is one of the underpinnings of wealth. The other underpinning of wealth is production, the process by which raw goods, raw services, and raw space are converted into consumable, usable, or processed goods and services. The final products, the processed goods and services, are proof of wealth, but wealth itself is too basic to revolve around final products. Wealth revolves around the possession of raw ingredients and the ability to transform them into finished products. The raw space that has been most often seen as a wealth indicator is land. However, we must think beyond that. What raw space can play an economic role similar to that land has historically played? And what raw goods and services do we possess that we can convert into consumable, usable goods and services? There are positive answers to each of those questions, but we can't identify them yet. Their identification will be a key to the development of a substantive Black Power economic system. In science classes, students are taught about kinetic and potential energy. Beyond the material, Black individuals in search of a Black Power economic system must explore our kinetic and potential wealth. Kinetic wealth is composed of those assets Black people possess that are actually being used to our own advantage. That wealth is serving its proper purpose, but it is our potential wealth that we need to investigate closely. Black people are in possession of a multitude of assets that could be used to our advantage, but are not. We have to convert a higher percentage of our potential wealth into kinetic wealth and use it in a manner that promotes the realization of a Black Power economic system.